Greetings, fellow scholars, policymakers, and concerned citizens. I am Dr. Christopher Hershey, and today I would like to delve into a topic that has become increasingly pertinent in our complex and interconnected world, the intersection of counterterrorism and human rights in the 21st century. As we navigate this era of global challenges, we must engage in a thoughtful discourse about how we balance the imperative of combating terrorism with the preservation of fundamental human rights. The rise of counterterrorism measures. In the aftermath of the September 11th attacks in 2001, the world witnessed a surge in counterterrorism efforts. Nations worldwide are committed to combating terrorism in an unprecedented manner, often through the expansion of legislative and executive powers. These efforts aim to protect citizens from the very real threats posed by terrorist organizations while seeking to prevent further attacks. However, the rapid development of counterterrorism measures raise concerns about potential infringements on human rights. Actions such as increased surveillance, detention without trial, and even torture have been employed in the name of national security. The balancing act between safeguarding human rights and ensuring security became a defining challenge for democracies worldwide. The erosion of civil liberties. One of the most significant dilemmas we face is the erosion of civil liberties in the name of counterterrorism. Governments have enacted laws that grant broader powers to intelligence agencies, allowing for the mass surveillance of citizens. These surveillance programs often operate with limited oversight and transparency, raising profound concerns about the right to privacy. Moreover, the practice of detaining individuals indefinitely without due process in the fight against terrorism has come under scrutiny. Guantanamo Bay, for example, became a symbol of this contentious issue. Such detention centers operate in a legal gray area, evading traditional legal protections and undermining the principle of habeas corpus. Torture, another contentious issue, has been used in some cases as a means of extracting information from suspected terrorists. This brutal practice not only violates fundamental human rights but also raises doubts about the reliability of the information obtained through such means. The global war on terror and its consequences. The so-called global war on terror launched in the wake of 9/11 led to military interventions in Afghanistan and Iraq, among other places. These interventions had profound consequences, including the displacement of millions of people and the exacerbation of conflicts in already volatile regions. Human rights abuses by both state and non-state actors proliferated, leading to a dire humanitarian crisis. In the name of counterterrorism, we have witnessed drone strikes that have caused civilian casualties and collateral damage. This raises critical questions about the right to life, proportionality, and the accountability of those responsible for such operations. The impact on minority and vulnerable communities. Counterterrorism measures have disproportionately affected minority and vulnerable communities. Profiling based on ethnicity, religion, or nationality has become a common practice, leading to the stigmatization and discrimination of innocent individuals. These practices violate the principle of non-discrimination and risk alienating these communities, potentially fostering resentment and radicalization. A path forward, striking a balance. While the threats posed by terrorism are genuine, we must recognize that counterterrorism measures should not be used as a pretext to violate human rights. Striking a balance between security and human rights is essential to upholding the principles of democracy and the rule of law. Transparency and accountability. Governments must be transparent about their counterterrorism measures, allowing for proper oversight by independent bodies and civil society. Accountability for human rights abuses must be upheld, even in the context of national security. Respect for international law. States must adhere to international human rights and humanitarian law, even in times of conflict or heightened security concerns. This includes respecting the prohibition of torture, the right to a fair trial, and the principle of proportionality in military operations. Community engagement. Counterterrorism efforts should engage with communities, including minority and vulnerable groups, to build trust and address the root causes of radicalization. This approach is more likely to yield sustainable results. Review and reform. Periodic reviews of counterterrorism measures should be conducted to assess their effectiveness and their impact on human rights. Necessary reforms should be made to align policies with international human rights standards. Conclusion. In conclusion, the intersection of counterterrorism and human rights in the 21st century is a complex and multifaceted issue. As we navigate this challenging terrain, we must remain vigilant in upholding our fundamental values while safeguarding our security. By striking a careful balance, respecting international law, and engaging with communities, we can move towards a future where both counterterrorism and human rights can coexist harmoniously. The path may be challenging, but it is a journey worth embarking upon for the sake of justice, freedom, and a safer world for all.